Time now to take five for your community on this Friday morning, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today, Heather Elliott and Beth Gabhart are with us from, a new event, first annual Hoosier Classic Bicycle Tour. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. And I guess, Beth, we'll start with you. Give us a little bit about background about this bicycle tour you have planned.
Sure. This Hoosier Classic was born out of several conversations between Heather and I and a couple of other community members that wanted to put together a community bike ride to bring awareness for safety for some of the cyclists that are in the area. So we decided to go ahead and put this on, and it was a great way to explore Daviess County on two wheels, something different, but then also something that anyone from kids, families, avid cyclists could easily do. So we have all different levels. So we're super excited about this, and we partnered up with Daviess Community Hospital, who also see the importance of the community getting out, being active, and enjoying the day.
And Heather, tell us a little bit about the actual bike tour and what it will consist of.
It goes all through Daviess County. The first loop will go out to Barreve and back. Then we have, that's the 15 miler. 30 miles head out to Glendale and back. And then the 60 will go through Amish country, through Plainville, Edwardsport Road, and head back. So a lot of beautiful rural Daviess County for us to explore.
And I assume you're both avid bike riders, huh?
Yes, we are.
So you've probably taken these routes many, many times in your tours.
Absolutely. And that was one of the reasons why we chose this, because we're familiar with these roads. We know that these roads are typically not only beautiful, as Heather said, but they're in good shape, not a lot of traffic. And then also, too, we will have aid stations set up. So in all of these cyclists will have access to water, restrooms, and all of that. So that is also a big thing for cyclists who want to get out and ride. Are the roads safe? Do I have access to make sure that I have the right hydration that I need and safety?
Well, do you find that it seems like there's kind of a resurgence in bike riding as of late, especially? Seems more and more people are starting to pick it back up. Is that true? Is that a trend now? Or?
It is a trend, and I actually have some people say that when they go to Florida is when they do a lot of their cycling, just because there's not a lot of cycling events in this area or places that they can ride their bike. So that was another reason why we created this, is because there is that want to get out and explore and ride your bicycles. Back when I was growing up, kids were always out riding their bicycles. So we're trying to get that started for kids, get them back on a bicycle again, and just so they can have that freedom where they can go out and ride in safe manner. So it's definitely on a comeback. They have a lot of different bikes out there. You can get a cute little cruiser that have baskets on it, to some of the faster bikes that are out there as well.
Heather, what's the details on how to sign up for this bicycle tour?
You can join us on Facebook. We have the registration forms there. There's some at the YMCA. I think Cherry Ghost has some in the hospital. You can go there. There's also a family ride that's taking place, too, 1 to 2 mile. So just the family can go out and do a nice little route together, too.
You got everything covered. You really do. So the Facebook page, you could just look for Hoosier Classic Bicycle Tour on Facebook.
Yes.
Is there a cost to do this?
There is. The 15 miler is $15, the 30 is $25, and the 60 is $35, and the family ride, the 1 to 2 mile one, that one's free.
How about that? So tell us what the money's going to go towards then, Beth.
And we're super excited about that. Any profits, all the money that is made off of this event, will actually go to future safety things in the community, such as putting up signs, such as marking roads where some of the cyclists or the walkers within the community can have a certain path that they can do, that they know that the people that are in the cars that are driving see them, or visuals. Also, too, something with this event, all participants not only get a T-shirt, but we also have flashing blinkers that they can attach to their clothing. So if they are out cycling, if they are out walking, they are going to become more visual to the people that are in the cars. So again, we're promoting safety. So any proceeds that we get from this event go right back into the community to make our community safer and more active.
The first annual Hoosier Classic Bicycle Tour right here in Daviess County, your chance to tour the entire county. I guess we haven't given the date and time yet. We need to make sure everybody knows that.
Yes, it's going to be on a Sunday, and we actually put it for 1 o'clock. You're going to have 1 to 5 p.m. to get this done, so you have plenty of time. You can go as slow or as fast as what you like. So that's on a Sunday on September the 10th. So you have time to go to church, enjoy lunch, and then get your family loaded up, get them on bikes, and come see us.
Sunday, September 10th, 1 p.m., first annual Hoosier Classic Bicycle Tour, a fun ride through Daviess County. You can take the path you wish, the family ride, 1 to 2 miles, or 15-mile, 30-mile, even 60-mile treks available, and a chance to tour the county on two wheels. Ladies, hats off for spearheading this thing. I think it's going to continue to grow as the resurgence for bike riding continues to be a big part of our community, and we see that nationwide. So be a part of it. Get your bikes ready to go for the Hoosier Classic Bicycle Tour, 1 o'clock on Sunday, September 10th. Heather Elliott, Beth Gabhart, thanks for coming in this morning. Best of luck with your event.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.